I'm Abby.
And I'm Jonathan, and this is our podcast. This Tuesday, we will be telling you guys our thoughts on the economy changes that plantation and slavery has brought to the South.
Why don't you start us off?
Sure. After the American Revolution, with more land in the South, the number of population expanding the South and plantation expanding the South and moved west into the territory. The original Native American inhabitants were forced by white settlers from Virginia and the Carolinas farther west, and they settled the established plantations to grow crops such as cotton, which would actually be very important resources to the South at these times, since the earnings collected from crops such as tobacco has dropped.
So what you're saying is the South basically ran on slavery, cotton production, and other resources produced in plantations.
Yes, and some major resources produced in plantation were tobacco, rice, sugar. They were staple crops extending the Texas to the Atlantic coast from 1800s to the 1860s. Staple crops were plants that were grown regularly and served as a major source of energy. The energy and nutrients. Although there were some other commonly related on crops, cotton was the main crop that was relayed in the South. What else do you think we can add to the topic? Seems like we have already found a lot of information.
Yes, we have, but I think there's still more to say about this. Cotton gin, invented by Eli Whitney in 1793, made cotton plantations in the South successful. Cotton plantations have spread across the South, and by 1850, the Southern U.S. United States grew more than 80% of the world's cotton. As the cotton-based economy boomed, so did slavery. Since slaves were needed to harvest and produce the cotton and other crops, essentially, plantations were needed to manufacture collections of cotton, and to do so, they would need to be mass-produced by someone. Produce cannot just be made by itself. It would need to be originated from the manual labor of a person. That is where slaves come in. Slaves were obviously, as I have stated before, or Jonathan has stated before, what was needed to grow crops, including cotton. Slaves who did not work on cotton plantations worked in varieties of skilled and unskilled jobs. Slavery and plantation was the reason cotton was produced at a more efficient and profitable rate, and why the South is called Cotton Kingdom, I guess. Yeah. So we good. So in conclusion, the South relied mostly on slavery and plantations because they didn't want to focus on industrialization like the North did. And it was convenient because land in the South expanded, so they had more space to make more plantations, and they could harvest tobacco, rice, and sugar, and important crops that they could use to make more earnings from, like, I'm messing up. This is really bad. So yeah, because cotton was very successful product that they could sell for a lot of. And so cotton was an important crop, and slaves were needed to harvest the cotton and other crops that were important to harvest, produce, and keep the South running, and yeah.